I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to your fourth, fifth, or sixth favorite reality TV recap podcast, The All Frogs Singing in the Daytime, Many Voices in the Nighttime.
Hang on. Where are the other voices coming from?
Well, Elliot. Elliot's on the pod sometimes. Sister Amanda's on the pod sometimes. Cousin Dan's on the pod sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose. Sounds a bit fruity. Are they the voices of love?
Who can say, really? I wasn't quite clear on the... I can get behind the frog singing in the daytime.
Sure.
I can wrap my head around that.
Yeah, like Kermit, right?
And at night, many other voices. I hope he's not singing Rainbow Connection because I will cry my ever-loving eyes out.
Maybe that's it. Maybe in Chisinau, all the frogs just sing Rainbow Connection all day long.
That would be a tough park to hang out in.
It would, wouldn't it?
I think that song's beautiful, by the way. I don't understand why there are some people who don't like it, but, you know, there's no accounting for taste.
Who doesn't like Rainbow Connection?
I don't know. Haters.
Haters. We hate you, haters.
No, don't hate them back. Just
no, that's
be,
right.
Just be indifferent.
I'm not going to feed the haters. I'm going to watch them slowly starve. Oh, the pain of hunger.
The indifferent stare of
the
hunger.
Indifferent stare.
That's from Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man, which isn't funny at all. I don't know why I laugh every time I think about it. Probably because, as many of our listeners know...
Don't come for Canadians again.
I'm not coming for Canadians. I'm praising Canadians. Saying, as many of our listeners know, there were people who went backwoods, backyard camping, whatever it's called... They got eaten by grizzly bears. Many of our Canadian listeners said that they would never disrespect a bear's house like that.
Right.
So we appreciate you. What's the name of our show? It's Bladey Day Fiancé. My name's Michelle.
I'm Robin Allo.
And you are welcome here. We are a very broad church. The only thing that we ask is... we're no longer accepting cash donations.
Yeah, we're cashless.
We are cashless here. Mm-hmm. We're a bit concerned about there's some odd currency that's come in. Monopoly money isn't real. Okay?
No, it's
not, the same thing.
Also, because we're cashless, we will be charging a 72% fee for processing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless of who you bank with.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who your credit card company is. Anyway, pull up a pew, have a seat.
Oh, no, I didn't mute my phone. Who do you think is good pinging at me?
Well, I have a guess.
Little Alfie's at school. It's not him. Oh, it's Pizza Hut. No, it's not. Oh, is someone on the Patreon? If you want to join the Patreon.
Oh, that's a good ping ping.
Yeah, if you want to ping ping me directly, who knows? Maybe your ping will interrupt the next podcast. Patreon.com/blightyday, BLIGHTY.
It's only $5 right now. Okay. You get the Fundy Bus, which is Plathville and Sister Wives.
Yep, yep, yep.
You get all of our shows ad free. And isn't that enough? You get a beautiful community of like-minded folks who are our supporters.
And you'll get bits and bobs as and when.
Yes, surprise bits and bobs as and when.
Now, just because we're recording this on Halloween, don't go expecting us to put all our podcasts in a big bucket outside the house with a sign saying, help yourself. That is not how it works.
No, we don't
No, you've got to come to the Patreon. You have to ring on our doorbell nicely. You have to say trick or treat, and you have to wear a good costume.
Oh, you just reminded me I've got to go out and get decorations.
Yeah.
My husband's staring at me in a different way today because I have a wig cap on with my special wig headband. It takes me about an hour to put my hair into little...
Some women take 3, maybe 4 hours to get ready in the morning.
Well, we know how long it takes me to get ready, but it takes an extra long time for me to do a wig cap, especially with the neck problem I have right now. But that's fine. This isn't a medical problems in your late 30s podcast. It can be sometimes.
Can be.
We talk about what we talk about. Now, I'm going to recommend that we start this off right by talking about Jasmine and Gina. We usually save them for last, but this isn't a particularly long segment.
No, and it's also not Happy Fun Time Jasmine and Gino. Not that it's ever really Fun Time Jasmine and Gino, but this one is particularly not Happy Fun Time Jasmine and Gino.
No, we've hit this story many times in many different ways. The pinata is broken. All the good candy's gone. The llama's head is dangling precariously.
It's really horrific. All that's left now are children beating themselves around each other's heads with sticks. That's what we're down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But new beat comes in here, which is, and I'm paraphrasing, Jasmine says that she's not doing this strictly for her. She didn't have the surgery for her. She feels that her reflection in the mirror doesn't match what other people see.
Right. I want to say two things.
Please do.
First, evolution. Like, this is honestly a new Jasmine. Like, we went through so many episodes last time we saw them in the last show, whatever it was, the other before.
The before time in the long, long ago.
I don't even know what franchise they were on last. Where it was like, we'll have a fight, we shouldn't fight. We'll have a fight, we shouldn't fight. We'll have a fight, we should fight different. We fought the same. Oh, well. This time, genuinely, Jasmine did it differently. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, oh, you're getting pinged up.
I'm sorry. That's just my I am affirmations.
What are you?
I don't know because I... Look, don't...
I am playing on my phone when I should be podcasting.
I'm not playing on my phone. All right, please go ahead.
It's all your relatives blowing it up all day long. That's all it is. 10 of them now.
I wish.
Yeah. do you? yeah, no, she did it differently. Like we always said, like, oh, you know, they went to the therapy and it's like we need to learn how to fight differently. And they'll level up. Jasmine has actually learned, right? She did something different this time. She didn't come out swinging with soup coming out of her mouth and her head spinning round, right? She actually went, I've really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
These are the reasons why I fucked up. I think you know me by now, Gino, and I think you love me and you can love my flaws and I can start to actually work with you rather than against you. She handled it so much better. And you know what? When she handles it better, he handled it better.
Yep, I agree. As you said at the time, this approach worked because Jasmine didn't choose offense. as her defense.
Right.
Right?
Right. Because yeah. she usually goes out attacking. I did this. There's usually whataboutery as well. Mm-hmm. I did this, but what about when you sent my picture to, you know, it's like, right. well, that's not going to get you anywhere. Right? This time, she said, I did this. There's still a but. I mean, there's a bigger but now. There's still a but it's, I did this, but I did it because I have, you know, a weakness or an insecurity or however you want to characterize it. Not, I did this because of you.
Right.
She did do a bit, and that's where she went wrong. I did this because I thought you were going to have a job. Right?
Right.
So that's, there's still a way to go, Jazzy. But, you know, she also did, I did this because I have issues.
I think for Gino's part, he needs to catch up when it comes to showing empathy. And he did a little bit.
A little bit.
He, for once, acknowledged that she has issues with her body image, right?
Yeah, he said, you are beautiful. Not just I find you beautiful, you are beautiful. Mm-hmm. And he finds her beautiful, but also validated her that she has issues, right?
Yeah.
Because what he could have done and what he probably would have done before was, don't be so ridiculous, you don't need them. And he did say several times, unnecessary procedures.
Right.
But they are unnecessary procedures. I would agree with that.
Yeah, but the point is, they
aren't... He wasn't shaming her for that.
Right. And I think the way that he's gone about it in the past is to not say anything about it at all, apart from, well, this is, it's stupid to spend money on this.
Yeah,
it's
right.
reckless to spend money on this. You don't need it.
Totally.
It's selfish.
Yes. Instead, it was, you don't need it, you're beautiful, as opposed to, you don't need it, it's my money, why are you spending on this?
Yeah,
shit?
I mean, I think she, it's for her to decide whether she needs it or not. And yeah. I think the nature of their relationship is such that, you know, he is the one making the money right now, and there's an argument to be made, well, not anymore, but there's an argument to be made that before he quit his job, that, you know, she quit her job in reliance of him bringing her to the US, right?
Factually, her job was quit for her because of what Gino did.
Well, there are
although
people...
that is moot, and I understand that different opinions apply.
Well, that's the opposite of it being a moot point.
No, moot means different. It could go either way.
That does make more sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense. And at
then
least
why
we both say moot, right? Because this is one of my bugbears. People that say mute. Have you ever come across people that go, that's a mute point?
No, but I don't want to shame them for getting it wrong. Yeah. I mean, I got it wrong and I'm training to be a lawyer. And I should know better than anybody what a moot point is.
Mm.
And I wasn't sure because I lacked confidence, which is something that I need to work on, right? So we're all learning each and every day. Shall we talk about...
Well, I just want to say very, very quickly, dysmorphia is not often raised in these shows. I think a lot of things are raised about appearance and self-image and that kind of thing, but actual literal dysmorphia is not raised. And it's something I definitely suffer from. Having been an extraordinarily large young man and then became a, you know, somewhat less older man as I got older, I still see the 14-year-old me when I look in the mirror. Absolutely. That shit stays with you. So I don't know what Jasmine looked like before. She hated the way she looked. And I suspect it's the case. She's done so much work on herself. But I totally understand how the mirror doesn't tell the truth. You look in it and you see whatever you want to see. And when I say want, I don't mean want. I mean whatever your subconscious id wants to see.
Sure.
Yeah. So I can hard relate to Jasmine there. So, you know, I would never say to her, oh, you don't need it. You're, because I totally get it. And you know what? Sometimes the very best like therapy for that kind of thing is actually just to change the issue, is to look different. What I might say, though, is even if you do change the way you look, the mirror still won't tell you the truth. right?
Yeah.
So you will do the workouts, you will change your diet, you will get the surgery, but the mirror will still say fat, short, bald, whatever, right? And that's where it can go a little too far, when you listen to the mirror instead of, you know, your more cognizant self, your friends, your family, the people around you who perhaps can tell you what the mirror won't tell you.
Yeah, but I think even then it's such a personal issue, and I'm grateful for a lot of the comments and conversation that has come up over time in our Facebook group about how our two different countries, because our audience are primarily, though not exclusively, here in the UK and in America, and mm-hmm. how the two countries treat size very
size
differently.
In particular, yeah.
So I'm grateful to you all for contributing to that discussion, because there's a lot to learn. I mean, I don't want to speak about my personal experience at this point, because I think it belongs to a much wider discussion, and I'm not somebody who's suffered in the way that you have. I've had issues around what I look like, what I sound like, how I come across to other people. I've had issues with food and with eating disorders in the past, but I've never been through what you've been through, and as a person of size, it seems like there's not a...
No, maybe we'll do a bigger thing one day. I have a lot of war stories I can tell, but sure. I also have some perspectives that some people might not agree with, and that's okay. I think that's okay. I can't be doing with orthodoxy, so I've got my own views about, you know, how I used to be, how I am now, weight loss, weight management, all those kinds of things. I speak from a position of some experience, but I'm just one person. and my opinions won't be the same as others. What I will say is this show, this season, wants us to talk about bodies. It wants us to.
I think this show has always been preoccupied with women's bodies. And I think that extends even to the tell-alls, where there's constant questions about whether couples are choosing to have children.
Yeah.
And the narrowing of that window. And it feels very prurient and dismissive. And
when
I feel
children, when are you going to have children?
Yeah,
are you pregnant?
Exactly. I think it's a huge problem.
Sophie refers to it. We'll get on to Sophie, but
yeah, that's actually what I was going to next.
Right.
So Sophie, Knob, and Knob's
Dick.
Sister.
Remember, he's not Knob. Knob is a term slightly affectionate. He's Dick.
I don't want to call him that. I want to call him Knob.
Okay.
And that's what I've written in my notes, so that's what I'm going with.
Knob it is.
You can confuse people even further and call him something else. But look, they're not at Chuck E. Cheese. You're aware of the children casino rat palace that is Chuck E. Cheese, right? Child casino rat palace.
Hang on. Can you win children? Is that how that works?
No, it's a... Stop. It's a casino for children.
Yeah.
That is the purveyor of which is a giant rat.
Right.
He's not a mouse. Mice aren't capable of dragging pizza up stairs at the New York subway.
It's a strange figure to use for a food serving establishment, isn't it? Is his name Chucky?
No, his name is Chuck E. Cheese.
So he is called Chuck E. Cheese.
The E stands for E. coli. Yeah.
So that's his name. It's not just the name of the place. It's not like, you know, he's got a name and the establishment.
No.
It's not Jeffrey and Toys R Us.
No. His name is
Chuck
E.
Cheese. Right. Okay. Shouldn't it be called Chuck E. Cheese's then?
I think it is actually called Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because otherwise it would be like going to, you know, Gino Italian
let's
restaurant.
Let's not get hung up in semantics, okay?
Okay.
All right. So anyway, they're at Dave and Buster's or some other adult arcade scenario. Would this not be an absolute nightmare to film in?
I can not understand it.
I mean, kudos to these.
Pay rise to the boom operator.
Right? But the sound engineer, the editor, all of it, you're in big trouble now.
That is Cousin Dan said it. My phone is on Do Not Disturb. I guess Cousin Dan has got an incredible tactic for getting around that. Cousin Dan, we're recording. What are you playing at? Blowing up my phone.
So I'm just going to get to the important parts here, okay? So Sophie, they have a conversation about Sophie maybe not wanting to be pregnant, which again, you're 23.
Right. But she does focus it very largely on not wanting to be pregnant rather than not wanting kids, not wanting to be a mother. And, you know, that's interesting. It's also interesting the way, you know, perhaps younger people are more inclined to talk about their wedding than their marriage. Does that make sense? It's the short-term immediate
stuff. I don't think that's a young
stuff.
People thing. Yeah. I think that's this personality type. Because let's not forget, Nob is in his 30s.
Yes.
Though I'd forgive you for forgetting that because he really doesn't fucking act like it.
No.
She says in 3 years he's never once mentioned having kids. But he kind of feels like if he says what he would name his hypothetical children, you should know that that's his lifelong dream. And he doesn't know what the fuck he's supposed to do to his with his life if he doesn't have kids. I have a couple suggestions. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah. How many people have you discussed kids' names with that you would never have dreamt of having kids with?
Well,
it's
are
the sort
you
of shit you do on dates.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't it? I've done it. Like 70% of London's female Tinder population has probably had that conversation with me. It's not, that's just small talk, isn't it?
I guess. It depends on how serious you are.
Does it? But this is what I'm saying. I don't think it is any indicator of seriousness.
No, but
it is literally just small talk.
I think more importantly, it speaks to the fact that they don't actually know each other and they're having a harder time covering up for the fact that this is a casual thing.
Right.
That's being presented as a let's get married. Yeah.
Right.
Because this is, it's.
Whether it's for the show, whether they're deluding themselves, I wouldn't want to speculate.
No.
But. I'm just
but
not,
they don't
not
know each other. They don't know each other
like
at all.
They don't like each other.
Mm-mm.
No.
And I wouldn't either.
No.
Anyway, Sophie had, not that it's any of our fucking business, but she had an ovarian cyst at 15 that may directly or indirectly affect her ability to have children. I had ovarian cysts in my teens, and I remember, and again, as you well know, in my mid-30s, when you're that young, they don't have that conversation with you, or at least in my experience, they didn't, because it was pretty far off my radar when I was a teenager. And also, they couldn't give me a lot of answers at that point.
No.
So I feel for her there. Now, I don't particularly agree with Victoria's assessment, which is that the one thing a woman's body is supposed to do is have children.
Yeah, that came out of the blue a bit.
I'm not going to...
Now, she handled everything really well, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Boutros Ghali there, like, you know, interlocuting between warring parties.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. But yeah, she kind of fumbled the basketball into Chuck E. Cheese's.
Well, if that's
hoop.
Her opinion, she's entitled to it.
Fine.
But it's not.
It's
based,
not mine. No,
it's not mine either. Now, Nob's Victoria encourages Nob to listen with an open heart, and you know, try and learn about this. Nob reframes that as Sophie's going to have to explain herself.
Yeah, he also says, I just need some time alone to, you know, work this out, right? Usually when people ask for some time to cool down, that's a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm.
right? Usually later on, they've had their time and they're ready to be. In his case, he's used that time to double down on his sense of, like, being betrayedness.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's just magnified all of his knobbery into a giant mega knob. So that when he gets home, he wants to kind of spray the bile from Mega Knob all over the tiny, tiny, tiny apartment, which is bad because that is an apartment is hard to clean. You do not want bile all over the place.
I just think the fact that Sophie's constantly saying, oh, I don't want to talk about it because he hates me, you know, like, that's a horrible way to feel.
I sense a very slight element of she is physically afraid of him, that if she has that sort of discussion with him in that kind of mood, she doesn't feel safe.
Yeah, that's, I don't want
to. I'm not saying that she thinks he's going to be physical, but he is verbally controlling and
he's very manipulative. Yeah. He's very controlling. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get into it with him that night either.
No. And I wouldn't be living with him. I would have moved out and gone, you know what? I need my own space, ideally with an indoor bathroom.
Yeah, indoor bathroom would be nice. You can find some Airbnbs in the greater metropolitan LA area, I'm sure.
Anyway.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get out of there. Let's head over to Quiche now.
Should we go to the park?
I think we should go to the park.
Are the frogs singing?
I prefer to call... Nikki calls him Justin. I prefer to call him Igor.
Because that's his name?
Because that's his name.
And that's what his friends call him, and that's what he calls himself.
I could listen to him talk forever.
There's something about his broken English which is very charming.
It's not just the broken English, it's the expressions.
I know.
When he says that if you wear a lot of makeup in Moldova, the birds will eat your face. Like, I get what he means.
I think he's just trying to... I don't think he expects her to believe that, but he can't say what he really wants to say to her. So he's like, yeah, just take her from me. Makeup eating bird faces. Yeah. It's very cute.
Now, what did you think of the doing puzzles in the park?
Adorable. Love it.
I did too.
That's okay. So, you know, people always say, you don't understand me, my culture, all of this stuff. And we always get culture clash on these shows and stuff. Like, board games and that kind of thing is a big deal in, like, Central and Eastern Europe, right?
You would know better than me.
Yeah, but as an American, you'll know. Because, like, you know, the immigrant communities, you know, will sit in the parks in the cities that you are familiar with, and they will sit there all day and play chess, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's what they do. And you know, it comes from places like this where, you know, this is free, fun, bonding, social interaction, health, getting out there in the fresh air. This is wonderful.
Well, you got annoyed with me when we were watching it because I posited that he was trying to connect with her on his level and to share with her something that he was interested in. And you said, no, he's just avoiding having sex with her.
No, I don't remember saying that. And if I did, maybe I kind of articulate myself badly. I didn't think that's what he was doing at all. No. I absolutely agree with you. I think he is just like we saw him playing chess with his mate. You know, this is what he likes to do. I think it's adorable.
I thought so too.
How it may also be delaying the inevitable. And look, he is obviously dreading that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem here is he has every right to do whatever he wants to do with his body. She also has a right to expectations. She doesn't have a right to make demands. That is the line trampled.
I wonder if a lot of this thinking is, and these beliefs are informed by the fact that, and I shouldn't say the fact that, her friend in a previous, Nikki's friend in a previous episode said that Nikki used to be in sugar daddy transactional relationships. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the thinking behind that is, well, now I'm in charge and I get to call the shots and I'm not getting what I want out of this transactional relationship, but I also want the romance and I also want it to be built on trust and I want to be taken care of. But you have to pick and choose, or rather, you can't. I don't think that she can make these demands of him, and I don't think it has anything to do with her being trans.
Nope, I don't either. Nothing at all. Nothing whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
Nope, because 15 years ago she was trans. He didn't know it at the time, but he's decided that he wants another go of it with her. Look, the sad and honest, what I think is the truth, tell me if it's not the truth, I'm pretty sure it's the truth, is that she has physically changed the way she looks dramatically in that 15 years. He wasn't expecting it. And he's just not that into her.
I think we could also be, even if we're being super generous, we could also say that we believe him when he says that he's not ready to be intimate with her and that he wants to have an emotional connection and that he's trying to connect with her,
yeah,
on a soul level or whatever it is. I don't.
But what I will say to that is if she looked differently, it wouldn't. He needs to connect with her on a soul level to overcome that, I think.
Sure.
Whereas if she looks a different way, he'd probably go for it while the soul stuff developed.
I mean, my soul yearns for yours, but I also yearn for your dick. So,
right.
Like, those two things are not in conflict.
It's
for
natural
me.
And understandable. That's a common phenomenon. But look, in this case, the soul thing is the spoonful of sugar to make the bitter medicine go down.
Which, to not to overstate, but which is not that she's trans.
It's not her gender.
No.
Nope.
Moving right along then to Manuel.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Before we do, I feel it behooves us to call out the Kimbali nature of making sexual demands with a deadline. It was...
Oh, that was awful.
It was fucking gross when Kimbali did it to Usman. It is fucking gross when Nikki does it to Igor. Not having it, not okay.
I think it's worse because Igor clearly is at a further disadvantage economically than Usman, I might argue. Even if that's not the case, Usman is seeking the publicity and he gets something out of this besides money from her.
Yeah.
Igor's not.
He's got
and I could be completely
this.
Wrong,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Igor's does not seem to be courting publicity. Okay. So that is an even more inequitable relationship, if you like, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By the way, I have yet to meet a man who responds well to demands for sex.
Yeah. Or any being human
bullied
being.
Into it.
But it was gross when Big Ed did it. It was gross when Kimbali did it. It is gross when Nikki does it. Anyone that does it is gross. End of.
The behavior's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone who threatens withdrawal of affection, to leave, to throw a tantrum, any of those things because they're not getting sex. It's sometimes a little gross when Jasmine does it.
And I know that underneath...
But it's slightly different in Jasmine's case.
I know that underneath the anger is fear,
sure.
Right? I know that anger is a secondary emotion, but this is really, it's really nasty behavior, yeah. And the hectoring needs to stop.
There is only one way to respond to that kind of ultimatum. See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
But also, that's not how you talk to someone you love.
No.
Period. End of story.
Right.
And that's not how you talk about what you need from a relationship.
Nope.
Okay, so now, can we please, before my phone rings again and one of your many cousins is is after me, can we go to Manuel and Ashley? Now, there is one type of smoke that Manuel does not like, and it is... the sage burning in this apartment.
Is it sage? Was it sage or is this a
know.
Special
I don't know what it is.
Blue smoke?
I don't know what it is, and I'm not gonna pagan shame, okay?
Okay.
I'm not gonna do that. Mm. It's obviously very important. Now, this is one of my favorite lines ever to come out of an ITM, which is not to be a butt face, but I really don't have space for stupid conversations. Let's talk about this argument, right?
No. Yeah.
Manuel needs internet on his phone.
I wanted a producer to just step in at this point and clarify a few things. Like, there is missing information that is very pertinent to the case. I don't know what he wanted because neither one of them was able to explain it to me clearly enough. Not to be a butt face, but I need to know if he needed internet outside the home on his phone. Because she makes the point, this house is powered by Wi-Fi.
Right.
Powered by internet, she says. And I'm like, can't he just ask for her Wi-Fi password? Why is he using her phone, her computer, her iPad, any of these things to access the internet when his phone, regardless of whether like its cell network operates on the US system, and by the way, this is a thing. America had its cell network put in like largely in the 70s. It's kind of outdated technology, so it works on different frequencies and bands to most of the rest of the world. Like usually, like any phone I buy in this country will work pretty much anywhere. Not the case in America. Blah, 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 blah. So getting a different phone for phone reception in America actually is a thing if you don't have like a dual band or global band phone. That makes sense. But internet is fucking internet, right? You can connect to Wi-Fi using any smartphone.
Okay,
anywhere.
So can we put the... I do appreciate that, anyway, and I'm not trying to be dismissive.
Sure. The reason behind all of that is, does he want to access the internet where she can't see him accessing the internet?
Probably.
That's the point. Because he can use his phone in her apartment. He doesn't have to use her devices. So this whole, oh, he's got no privacy. Well, he's got his own phone, which he can use. So I don't get it. Unless he wants to make video calls to his other wife, which he may or may not have.
That could be part of it. That could be part of it. I mean, I wouldn't want... I also think that everyone deserves a degree of privacy anyway. If they have trust issues in the relationship or if she doesn't trust him, that is a separate issue. That's got nothing to do with... the phone or internet access. But this particular argument, ironically, was not about that. This was about I bought you a phone that's going to work in America, which you didn't ask for, and I need you to be grateful for it. I need you to have this very specific reaction to it that isn't the grumpiness that you get when you wake someone up from a nap.
Now, he was rude.
He was very rude.
But this is a little bit like someone, but like he might be. And again, I don't know. Where were the producers to explain what the fuck? I don't know what it was all about. But if he was a bit like, I'm not going to be grateful when I said to her 50 times, don't buy me a new phone. I don't need a new phone. I just asked you for the Wi-Fi password. And she's going, oh, no, I've got to get you a new phone. No, I just need the Wi-Fi. But I've got to go. Oh, where's T-Mobile? If she was doing all of that, I can totally understand when she goes, oh, your new phone will be here in 2 days. And he's like, I don't want.
I think what he doesn't want is for her to lord it over him that she's paying for everything.
Which she did.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I mean, you know, she's very adept at communicating in Spanish, but I don't think she understands his culture well enough.
No. Which is that he may well be on the phone to his family all day long and all night strong.
Yeah. And also that people are going to continue to call if they're worried.
Yeah. When you don't get a reply.
Which I think is totally reasonable. And, you know, not to disparage my generation, but millennials are generally speaking not great with answering phone calls. So I think it's more than fair. I don't understand why she had to ask, why do you have to call him so much? I think that was,
well, the answer
sort
was
of uncomfortable.
Because you didn't answer.
Yeah, but look.
So I'm going to keep ringing until you do. That is normal.
Until he isn't, he's a guest in the country and he deserves the benefit of the doubt and he deserves to be treated like a guest. Again, secret family notwithstanding.
She still has credit in the bank from me. She lost it with the video call, I think, while driving. She got it back last week. This week, I broadly still look quite like Ashley, but she did lose it for me when she was going, oh, he has other family. That means he's not reliant on my money, which means I might not be able to hold on to him. Because what she's essentially saying there is, I own you, motherfucker. Mm-mm, I pay for mm-mm. you. Right? There was a hint of that, and it was like giant red flag.
I don't agree, but we don't need to litigate that.
All right.
I think it speaks to a fear and an insecurity of, oh, if he doesn't need me and if he has other people, what if we get in a fight and he just leaves and I'm still on the hook for him financially? Because that's agreement.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. Yeah.
All right. So quick as we can, because we do.
You've got to get your neck did.
I do. I need to sort my neck. That's going to put me in the Robine Brown space more than anything else, is having my neck worked on.
We have a strapping man from the Riviera coming by in just a couple of minutes to poke and prod you.
He's Polish, actually, but
fine. The Northern Riviera.
All right, new couple.
Wow, wow.
Sorry, that's the notification that I can't turn off because it's your child just spent money that he doesn't have at the grocery store on rubbish.
Or trash. Or candy.
You know what? As long as he gets to school every day, I don't care what he needs.
Hey, y'all. It's the 1st of November as we're recording this. How are your kids today? They all bouncing off the walls.
Are they having sugar hangovers?
Oh, boy. So sorry. Rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit, rabbit indeed. Sorry, we had to...
You know, in this country, we say pinch and a punch on the first of the month and no returns. And we pinch people and give them a little punch instead of rabbit, rabbit.
We've combined the two traditions.
We do them both, yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, we're very much 21st century people. We just text each other emoji of two rabbits first thing in the morning. So as soon as you pick up your phone, you go, ugh.
It's pretty horrible, though. I broke my streak today.
Yeah.
I think I was the reigning champion of the family for
yeah,
about
totally.
Six
Alfie
months.
Murked us this
yeah,
morning.
He really did.
No.
All right. Anyway, Nick and Devin, we've got a whole melange of countries here. They met in Australia.
Mate.
That is where the relationship began. Nick, originally from Korea. Devin, originally from Searcy, Arkansas.
Searcy, is that named after Queen Searcy?
No, it's spelled differently, but I'm sorry if I've got that wrong because I'm reading it as I wrote it.
Fair enough. Okay. So, well, if you're reading it, then it's Arkansas.
Amazing. So they dated for 2 years. Sorry, there will be noises in the background. Have we talked about adult daycare on this podcast? Have we talked about Grown Man's Power Tool Club?
There is Grown Man's Power Tool Club. It's Testosterone Wednesday.
Testosterone. Yeah. But they were doing it yesterday when I recorded with Elliot, too, yeah. And I had to apologize. Grown Man's Power Tool Club is a group of men in our neighborhood that just make noise.
Right.
They meet, they make noise, normally during work hours.
I think there's a communal pot of power tools for them to play with that the establishment provides. But you can also bring your own power tools. It's like an open mic thing. They come and they go, I've been working on this with a hacksaw. It's not a power tool.
Also, there's no project. There's no design. It's not like you're building a chair or anything.
It's just a bunch of men who wave their tools in the air and make loud noises. Make that of what you will.
Speaking of electronics, Nick is an electronic engineer.
I think electrical engineer.
Electrical engineer. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like a job.
Yeah.
By day, karaoke champion by night?
No. Is this one of those competitions where no one else enters and therefore by default? I think it might be. He didn't sound all that. But maybe it's about the performance, right? Karaoke is not just about the singing. That would be a singing competition. I can't say singing. Interesting. Karaoke is about the delivery, right?
And karaoke is a marathon and not a sprint.
Right.
You don't just get up there and belt out Don't Stop Believin'.
No, exactly. Islands in the Stream is one thing. Islands at 3 a.m. in the morning after two pitchers of some awful whiskey cocktail, that is another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. Another reason potentially to avoid a job in the city, because there will be many, many nights like that.
There will.
So Devin, we don't hear much about her. We do get to meet her, of course, but we don't get to hear much about her life.
Yeah, this is very much his perspective, which is weird.
Yeah.
First, weird show for them to be on, right? I know they're doing the 90-day thing, but it's just, I always find it really weird when like the American goes out to the other country on OG, right? That's just weird, but fine. Okay. Freshen it up a little bit. But it means that he's the hero, which is unusual for 90 Day, right?
I appreciate that, though. Yeah. I think we need more of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
I think that's true for Jasmine as well. I think it is
as well. Yeah. But of course, they didn't start on OG. That's the thing.
Right.
Right. So it's just weird that it's just 90 Day Fiancé, but they're over there. But fine.
Weird in the rare sense.
Sure.
Not weird in the...
I'm just saying they might have filmed it for another show and it's made this one. I don't know. But there is a K-9 visa, so...
For some reason...
I like calling them K-9 visas. It amuses me.
For some reason, it made me think of the origin of the word weird, right? It's a medieval word. Weird is a word that is way, way older than most people think.
Right. With a Y.
Yes. And I wondered if there's marginalia that we could create, you know, like on old illuminated manuscripts. I'm a huge nerd for marginalia. If any of you are medievalists, are interested in that. I am obsessed. Show me your best, your worst, your dirtiest, your most weird marginalia. What would the marginalia for 90 Day Fiancé look like?
Well, I tried to do a little bit of it in the crest for the Blighty Day logo.
Yes, if you remember. Have done. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Y'all, Robin is a marvel with Photoshop. He's an artiste. The heights of his creativity, I could only wish to hope to want to dream to aspire to.
I think I might update our crest. I feel like there are probably some new things.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look into it. Anyway.
Listeners, let us know.
We're chittering. We're wittering. I really like these too. It is a joy. I need one of these in every season that I can actually root for. And I think I can root for them. And one of the reasons I can root for them is their relationship is based on gentle teasing, which I like now. That is not the same as who was that awful couple? Vietnam.
Riley and Violet.
Right? Who were just like, I think you're dog shit. I think you're dog shit too. We love each other.
I hate you. Fuck yeah.
That's awful. But a little bit of gentle ribbing, I think, is adorable. We do, however, need to see whether she feels the same way.
You know, I actually had a colleague whose significant other, well, her longtime partner called her Piggy.
I don't think it's an awful thing to call someone. It's quite cute. But it's fraught.
It's fraught.
It's fraught.
It's loaded.
It depends. It's, you know what? As with so many terms of offense, it is absolutely in the eye, ear, mouth, whatever of the beholder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or in this case, the butt holder, because we know she likes to moon people.
She does like to moon people.
Yeah.
I like the way he said arse.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he said arse instead of ass. It's good.
She's an introvert, and it took him a while to make her laugh. So he really worked for it. That's another thing that I like about it, is that he put the work in. He put the effort in.
I love South Korean culture. I love, again, it's not great to sort of say that there are national kind of, you know, characteristics and stuff, but there is a positivity which I have seen in people from South Korea that you don't get so much with people from elsewhere. I just think they're very sunny and happy and full of life. And I just love seeing South Korean people on TV. I just think they're immediately telegenic, you know?
We're watching very different shows because, as you know, this year I became obsessed with South Korean soap operas.
Yeah.
And I guess calling them soap operas is a little unfair. I think they're closer to primetime dramas.
Yeah.
I don't know when they air. There's one in particular. My favorite one that I've watched so far is called The Glory. It's very dark. If you are sensitive to, you know, murder plots and humiliation and things of that nature, maybe take a pass, but please come at me if you share my fascination. I'm obsessed with it. I love the women are stunningly beautiful. The fashion is like nothing you will ever see. Like the Real Housewives of anywhere wish they were they had wardrobes like this. These shows are beautifully directed. I can't recommend them highly enough. So yeah, big fans.
Well, we both like different things about South Korean culture. I'm obviously a big Son Heung-min fan.
Well, I was going to say,
I love Sonny's beautiful smile. And Nick does remind me a little bit. He's got that same cheeky cheeriness, which I love.
That's the overlap in the Venn diagram, isn't it?
Yeah.
So look, Son. Yeah.
Not a lot to go on. Very much rooting for them. Not sure about the Piggy thing. We'll see. If she doesn't like it, then I don't like it, right?
Someone has something to say.
Oh.
Are you sure about that? He's putting his head on me, which makes me think he's going to double down on that position. Controversial. We'll see what the listeners have to say.
I don't care if it's not politically correct.
All right. Now, we are running a little competition. I think originally I said it was going to end mid-November. That's probably about right. If you haven't left us a review...
And I think I originally said we'll take it to the end of the season.
I'm just,
one of those two things is true.
I'm just thinking the post office is going to, and delivery systems in America might be a little overwhelmed December.
It'll be New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Fair enough. Please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our YouTube channel. If you just search Blighty Day Fiancé on YouTube, you will find us there. Thank you so much for all of your lovely messages and comments about our interview with Shane and Mert.
Yeah, if you
from
didn't
90 Day
hear
Fiancé.
It.
It's in our public feed. So
it's
go
in the
check
feed. It's probably it is automatically in your playlist, right? You have set it up to do that.
Yeah, right? It ought to be, yeah. Right?
So if you miss it, it's your own damn fault. But it is, I think, one of the most heartwarming hours of audio you'll experience for a while. Bulldog, what are you doing?
He's just got a lot to say, and he's feeling a bit sleepy and cuddly, snuggly right now. All right, anyway, Robin's got work to do. I've got studying to do. We'll leave it here, folks. Again, thank you so much, as always, for your support. At Blighty Day on Instagram. BlightyDayFiance at gmail.com. Also,
Skippy.
If you know anyone who you want us to collaborate with for an episode of any of the shows that we cover, or maybe even one of the shows that we don't, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay?
Yeah, we love doing that. Right. We love you. We love this show at the moment. We love the Bulldog. He is gorgeous.
Do you want to... Can you say see you soon? Can you say see you soon? You want to try?
Which I guess means...
See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.